Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the McShane Bible Reading Plan every day, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Exodus 24, John 3, Job 42, and 2 Corinthians 12. And today we're finally able to read the dramatic conclusion of the book of Job. His story is one that for me often feels so hard to read as I experience it along with our brother Job. First because of all the tragedy that befell him, but then that was exasperated by the compassionless wisdom shared by his friends. I would have thought their presence would have been for the sake of finding ways to support and comfort him. And I guess if you believe someone is in sin, helping them see it is an absolute blessing. But they moved in with that assumption without any evidence of the actual sin, except for their own faulty understanding of the judgment and justice of God. Bad theology equals bad practice. Now, after all the friends and Job have talked about and at God for long enough, God concludes his multi-chapter response to them all. God spends the bulk of that reminding Job of his place before his Maker. Even those filled with integrity need to be reminded of who is truly righteous. God holds up Job as a standard bearer before Satan. But now we see God bringing this standard bearer of integrity to a much needed place of submission. We see not only was the testing of Job successful in that he never cursed God or withdrew his belief, but it also was something that was used by God to bring out on display the integrity before his friends, and also Job's needfulness for increased humility. Just like anyone who genuinely seeks God, when God brings correction, submission is the response. Like King David, who was called a man after God's own heart when he was anointed to be the next king, but eventually fell headlong into horrible sin. When he was called out by Nathan, the prophet, he repented and humbly submitted to the consequences God laid out for him. This is what God's people do. We chase his heart with integrity and all the character that we've been graced. And when we err, we repent and submit again. Job now did just that. He submitted. But not only does he submit, he recognizes his knowledge of God's omnipotent justice is given fuller, humbled understanding as he has been rewarded by being blessed with the necessary tool for God's people to thrive, humility. Job says this in verse 2 through 6 of chapter 42. I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Full stop. Let's just soak in that truth. God can do all things. Job is very aware of his omnipotence, his all-powerfulness, and that nothing that God desires to do can be stopped. He goes on and he says, who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Oh, therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Hear and I will speak, I will question you and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job quotes himself a few different times here, like saying, like, what was I thinking? Like, I did not know what I was saying. I thought I knew. I'd heard of you, but now I see you, and I see you clearly. And not that he truly needs to hate himself, but he recognizes, in light of you, I am a thing to be despised. Job admits to a lack of understanding, which he was truly the one of all of his friends that had the greatest amount of understanding. And but he sees where his eyes had failed before. Seeing God more clearly allows us to recognize how humility before him is the only appropriate stance with any logic or promise for a future. Let's pray that we all gain more. Father God, we thank you that you give us the opportunity, as you call us to yourself, to see you more clearly, to not just hear of you, to not just know things about you, but to see you more clearly and to truly gain a greater heart of understanding, which does ultimately lead us to the posture that we all need before you, humility. Father God, we humble ourselves and we ask you for more of your grace and greater eyes to see you so we can love you even more. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, we'll head on over to 5bythefire.org with your comments, questions even. I'd love to be interacting with you guys there. Make sure you subscribe to this wherever you listen so you don't miss any of these episodes. Rate it so others find it. Share so the word gets out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.